Hey everybody, hope you're going well. I want to try something new today, and I want to talk about an experience. And I want to do it in the format of a bit of a story to try and get across something that happened to me in that was kind of affected by my dyslexia and how it worked and how it looked in real life. So bear with me on this one. It is a first. So I'd love some feedback on it, and I'll try and explain what it means at the end to give you a bit of a moral to the story. Okay, so let's dig in. James sat on the couch playing his favorite video game. You know that game when played takes you into a new world. Transfixed with every action, it's like reality just stops. Happy in his escape, James could never have seen what was to come. Without notice, out of the shadows it emerged, eclipsing the television. James was startled, his concentration broken. His mind went in 1,000 directions, images flashing. Down rabbit hole after rabbit hole, building stories of why this had happened, to him of all people. The energy pulsating through every inch of his body, and he attacked. Did you do that on purpose, or are you an idiot? Shocked, Lisa, his girlfriend, looked on in horror at his reaction. She had not even realized what was going on. James was in a state, questioning everything about their relationship. Did she even love him? How selfish can she be? Driving this rainbow of emotions. Neither willing to back down, they suffered in silence for the next 24 hours, in states of stress and anxiety. Cool, what did you think of it? That's my first story. So this was an experience I had. And how it relates to dyslexia is what dyslexics can quite commonly do is something that happens simply in reality can drive a completely missed reaction. So for example, when this happened to me, I was playing FIFA, a football game that I absolutely love. And my partner walked in front of the television, not even considering it or thinking it. Now, within a split second, this all went through my mind. I got angry. I was like, why could you not? I'm sure I've told you this before. Why would you do this to me? Da, 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 da. I went off my nut, really, to be honest, on something that was just so insignificant in the grand scheme of life. But for her, she was shocked. She's like, what? You know, what are you talking about? And it ended up causing 24 hours of pain. You know, there was more rabbit holes that I went down. What amazed me when I re-looked at that situation is just looking at how quickly our minds work and how sometimes we don't even see the images that are flashing through our minds at full speed, because images are so much quicker than words. It can be hard to even track how your mind's going. But through that split second, I reacted without even thinking. And that led to a huge fight. In hindsight, I can now see what happened. But in the moment, it can be really painful. I'm not sure if you've experienced something like this, if you're dyslexic, where you feel like you've overreacted to something in hindsight was just so small. What I found myself doing in the past before I'd built this awareness of what was happening is I'd try and justify it. I'd try and justify that it was her fault. You know, she should have thought about it. It was all her fault. I'm right. She's wrong. I'm right. She's wrong. Which, as you can imagine, in reality, creates huge communication issues and huge challenges to hold down a strong relationship. You know, so I guess the moral of the story is awareness is one of the most powerful tools of the dyslexic, in my opinion, is being aware of how our minds work and how this affects reality and relationships. If you can see, if you're aware that your mind is going to go down visual rabbit holes and run off without you even controlling it, you can sometimes temper that reaction. You can learn to breathe through it. You can learn to walk away. You can learn to apologize quickly. And you can also learn to bring your partner or the person you're dealing with into the conversation, because if they don't know it, if they don't understand what's happening, if they don't understand how your mind works, it can lead to a lot of fights. It can lead to a lot of pain. And like with most of these things, over time, they just kind of dissipate. They disappear. But for that day afterwards, I know for me it was painful. It was a real painful experience, and I don't like it. I don't want to be the guy who does that. If I'd just taken a breath, pushed pause on the game, explained to her, you know, explained visually in a picture what she had done, and just said, would you mind not doing that in the future, that would have been a huge plus. But I didn't. And so that was earlier on in my experience of learning about dyslexia. Now, using this awareness, using a simple deep breath in, breathe out, and explanation, although it's challenging sometimes, sometimes I just want to shout, it has definitely helped our relationship. And I've definitely become more calm. And, you know, that one little change can affect the whole next day of my life, of being in like a semi-depression or a level of anxiety that hurts. So, yeah, I hope that experience and hope that story helps. I'd love any feedback if you liked it, and I'll try and do more in the future. If you haven't done the test at truthaboutdyslexia.com, give it a go. Hope you like it. And we'll talk soon.